Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first. And he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I have always loved bits of facts that blow my mind. Things that I recognize are so far beyond my ability to even begin to understand them. And I think the reason being, knowing things are bigger than me allows me to relax a little bit, that I'm not the one that needs to be in control, that I'm not the one that always has to have the answer. And no, I'm not talking about Sudoku puzzles or anything like that. But I am talking about things like we read about in astronomy in particular. When we hear that something is 4.5 billion light years away, that's a number that's bigger than our minds can even understand. And just recently, the Webb telescope has a picture of a supermassive black hole. And the supermassive black hole is estimated to be 20 million times larger in mass than the sun we look at a couple days of winter. And that alone is incredible because we can't comprehend the mass of the sun. That's already bigger than our minds can grasp. But all of that, the vastness of the universe and the discoveries that seem to be coming exponentially, all of that pales in comparison to the news we celebrate this day. That God's love for us in Jesus Christ was so profound that God gave up his life for you and me. Think about that reality for a minute. That our God loves us so much that he's willing to die for us. But that earthly death did not end in eternal death, but that he rose again and won a victory over sin and death. And he did it so that we could always be with him. Now that, to me, is a lot harder to comprehend and fully understand than the vastness of the universe. To think that no matter what, no matter where I go, for the rest of eternity, God's love has been poured out for me, for you, for us. The glory of this day is so much bigger than our minds can ever wrap themselves around. And there's immense comfort in that.